In a perfect world, friendship is an end in itself. I think it was Aristotle in the Nicomachean Ethics who said that friendship is a way to for two people to share the tragedy of existence, right? Or words to the effect, right? And that's a noble sentiment. And the fact of the matter is, when you're young, when you're a child or a young boy or an adolescent or what have you, you know, you make friends just because you like somebody, because, you know, they're cool. They're cool in your eyes, and you have a lot of things in common. Or perhaps you don't have that many things in common, but the things that you enjoy together strengthen your bond, whatever. It doesn't really matter how it happens, right? But you are friends with somebody just because you like them. But as you get older, you're going to find yourself having to be friends with people that, well, you need them for whatever reason, right? You need to be friends with them. They are important to your whatever, right? And so it's something that you have to... How could I put this? It's something you have to be realistic about. You have to be realistic about your friendships and why you make friends. You can't afford the luxury of being a child and being friends with somebody just because you like them, and more importantly, not being friends with somebody just because you don't like them. In other words, sometimes you have to be friends with people who you despise but are necessary. Necessary for your well-being. And necessary for your flourishing. Yeah. I mean, it's a hard fact to accept. And see, a lot of times young people, especially adolescents or very young men, they think, oh, that's being, you know, fake. You're being friends with somebody that you don't like. You're fake. You're a hypocrite. You're this, that, the other, blah, blah, blah. You're a suck up sometimes. Yeah. Sometimes they interpret this, sometimes being friends with somebody that you don't particularly care for as being friends with somebody who is higher up on the totem pole. And that's a suck up, of course. And that's like an awful thing. And this is just naive. It's just naive because it's not true. Or let me rephrase that. It is true in certain respects, but how could it? See, it's uncomfortable having to explain that sometimes you have to act in ways that are hypocritical, but are necessary for survival. Yeah, because it is hypocritical to be friends with somebody that you don't particularly care for. Yeah, there's no way to get around that. Yeah, you are being a hypocrite when you are smiling at some guy's jokes and you think that the guy is a fucking idiot or you just can't stand him for whatever reason, right? It is hypocritical, no question about it. And if the guy is like higher up on the totem pole and you're sucking up to him, fucking A, you're a suck up. You're a hypocritical suck up, right? You're laughing at some superior's jokes or whatever, but you'll find as you get older that sometimes you're laughing at a guy who's not only maybe your peer, but he might be below you on the totem pole. Yeah. What do you call it when you laugh at the jokes of some guy who's below you, but you think is a complete dickhead or an asshole or just despise him for whatever reason, but and he's below you? What do you call that? Reverse sucking up? Sucking out? I don't know. But you're going to find that you're going to have to do that. Oh, yeah. Because although friendship should be an end in itself, cueing Aristotle, right? It should be an end in itself, but sometimes that's just not possible, especially as you get older and your life becomes more complicated. Your life becomes more complicated because you have more things going on, more responsibilities, more things that you have to achieve for different people in your life. Yeah. You're going to find yourself having to be friends with people that you cannot stand, you know, either lower than you on the totem pole at your same level or higher, because they are necessary for things that you need accomplished. They are necessary for your business, say, or for the success of whomever. I mean, sometimes, you know, people will suck up to the principal of some school where their kid is going to. And they think that the principal is a fucking idiot, right? I mean, this has happened to me. You know, dealing with somebody that you think is a fucking moron, yeah? But you suck up to them because you want your kid to go to the fucking school, the prestigious school with the good teachers and the good social environment. You want them to go there. And so the principal is this fucking idiot that you have to suck up to. You have to suck up to and charm, yeah, and you have to be friends with them and maybe go out to dinner with them, yeah? Go out to dinner and laugh at their stupid jokes and throw away 2.5 hours of your life and, of course, pay for the fucking meal with this asshole that you need. You need him in your life. You need his good opinion so that he can do something that you need done. And this happens all the time. It's part of life. Simple as that. And you think that it's enjoyable? No, fuck no. I mean, you criticize people who suck up, right? And you say, oh, they're a suck up. Well, you think that the guy who's doing the sucking up likes it? Huh? You think that the guy doesn't realize it? Of course he realizes it. But he's being fucking realistic. You got to be realistic in this life. You can't afford to delude yourself. You can't afford to hold on to certain principles that you might have held on to in your youth. Because you see, when you're young, when you're a boy, a boy of, say, 5 years old, a boy of 10, an adolescent of 15, a young man of 20, even a young man of 25, you can afford to be friends with anybody, with everyone. Yeah, because it doesn't affect you. Yeah? But as you get older, it becomes necessary to trim your sails. Yeah? When you were like 20 or 15, right? You had some friend who started behaving like an asshole, you told him to fuck off. Fuck off and just ignored him and forgot about him, right? You cut him out of your life because he was an asshole or is this, that, the other. It doesn't matter why. Maybe there were objective defects about the guy, right? And you cut him out and you just ignored him and forgot about him and moved on with your other friends, right? You get older, you cannot afford to tell off somebody. When you're 15, you can afford to tell off some other 15-year-old that he's an asshole because he doesn't like the same music that you do, right? But when you're 35, 45, 55, you can't afford to do that. No, because that asshole that you tell off, yeah, maybe right this second, he can't hurt you. Maybe. Yeah, just let's argue for the sake of argument that right this second, this guy cannot hurt you in any way. So you might as well just tell him off, right? But the problem, see, is that, see, the wheel goes round. What comes around goes around. And it could be that right now, this guy you tell off righteously can't hurt you in any way right this second. But maybe next week or next month or next year, he can. And if you tell him off, blow him off, make it clear to him, rub his nose in the fact that you're just rejecting him, right? Well, maybe next year, when the tables are turned, and he has the chance to hurt you, he's going to do it. He is going to fuck you up. Oh yeah. Because that's human nature. Yeah? I mean, you tell off somebody when you're 15, well, what the fuck are they going to do? Not a hell of a lot. Worst, you're going to get into some, like, pushy-push fight. Maybe, you know, you're going to randomly swing at each other and see if you can knock each other's teeth out. And that's absolutely the worst that can happen, right? You get older, and you start to have some power in the world, and more to the point, the people you're dealing with also have power of their own. And you can hurt them, and they can hurt you. See? And that's a fact of adult life. See, we adults, we are walking around with social nuclear weapons. We can hurt one another very badly, yeah? And I'm not saying in any kind of illegal way. I'm saying in the sense that we can say things to one another that can potentially hurt one another badly, right? And we refrain from doing that. Why? Because we are aware that at some future point, some future that might not be that far away. I mean, it might be just a few days away or a week or two away, right? That person that we hurt can hurt us. And so we have to be hypocritical. We have to be hypocritical. There's a certain class of young person who hates hearing this truth. This class of young person, usually very naive, very idealistic, you know, they have big ideals and big principles, and they're very self-conscious about these ideals and principles, right? And they're more than happy to spew them out to whomever crosses their path, right? They're the ones who, you know, most despise the shit that I'm saying now. And they hear me and they think that I'm fucking Antichrist, right? But the thing is, see, you catch them not when they're 20 or 25, you catch them when they're 35, 40. And you'll find that most of these guys, well, the guys who held on to their principles didn't amount to anything. They didn't. You know, they were very one line. And, you know, whenever they came across somebody that they didn't like, they would say to their face with pride, they would say, I think that you're shit and scum. And they would say so. They would go up to them and say, I think you're shit. I think you're scum. You suck. Fuck you. They tell them right to their face, right? And they got enormous moral satisfaction, right? They felt on top of the world. They told off the assholes who crossed their path. They told them off good and decent and righteous and like, fuck yeah, right? Yeah, but they don't tell the fact that the guy that they told off later fucked them over good. I mean, fucking raped them, probably. Raped them metaphorically, of course, but, you know, metaphorical or actual, a rape is still a rape. Yeah, they ain't never talked about that. Oh, no. You know, and so a lot of these guys who are so self-righteous, a lot of these guys who make it a point of pride to tell people to their faces how much they hate them, right? A lot of these guys get fucked over. And then they ask themselves when they're 40, 45, how come their life is shit? They ask themselves like it's a big surprise. And they can't accept the fact that it was their behavior, their inability to understand that sometimes you have to play the game. Sometimes, a lot of times, you have to smile and be nice to people that you don't like. A lot of guys, you know, talk about some CEO, right? Some CEO of some big corporation. And they say that, oh, he's just, you never know what he's thinking. He's so milquetoast and he always smiles to everybody. And whenever I hear some comment like that, I want to laugh. You know, how the fuck you think that CEO got there, huh? He got there by fucking smiling to everybody, no matter how stupid what he was hearing actually was. Yeah, he heard some underling, or he heard, more to the point, some guy on the board of directors of some big company telling him that he should do this or do that, and it was a really fucking stupid idea, right? And what do you think the guy did, the CEO did? He smiled and said, oh, that's a terrific idea, I'll think about it, I'll take it under consideration. And of course he forgot about it, right? Because that's the way of the world. Yeah. And it doesn't matter if you're living in a capitalist society or a communist society. You can live in a monarchy or a minarchy, in whatever the fuck society you want to name, see? But the fact of the matter is that in order to rise up in the world, you have to have friends. And a lot of times these friends that you make are not people that you particularly care for, but you have to give them the illusion that you are friends, by smiling at them and listening to their stupidity and keeping your moral opinions to yourself and not being so fucking dumb as to go up to a guy who's a fucking idiot and telling him to his face, you're a fucking idiot. A man who goes up to another man and tells him to his face, you're a fucking idiot, he is the actual fucking idiot. Because only a fool makes enemies when he could make friends.